Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Jack Kerouac, the writer.
Jack.
He was a 5-1 manifesting generator on the left angle cross of informing in the quarter of initiation, 6-color left fix quadruple split. He has a conscious 6447, an electromagnetic 1222, an electromagnetic 2551, and then he has a conscious and unconscious 952.
Yeah, I think I told you, not recently, but a while ago, that when he died, and he was an alcoholic, I mean alcoholism, self-destructive.
Died when he was 47.
In his mother's living room, and this is 1968, I was living in New York, I had read On the Road, that's his big book, but he wrote, you know, a number of books, a lot of them before he wrote On the Road, that I felt this sense of tragedy, that this was, what a bummer this was. And now doing his design and looking and seeing, oh my God, this quadruple split, this just a person that is trying to pull himself together through whatever expressions. But,
you know, and I think things started off, you know, I mean, they were what they were, but when he was very young, when he was 4 years old, his 9-year-old brother died, right? And the brother, you know, just before he died, you know, he had this vision of the Virgin Mary. And then when Jack was 6, when he took his first confession, right, God talked to him at that point, you know, basically told him he had a good soul, but he's going to suffer in his life, and yeah, that he's going to die in pain and horror, but he would, in the end, have salvation, right? So, you know, from this very young age, he really, you know, got kind of solidified into this Catholic view, and it really, I think, informed him. I mean, you know, they say that, I mean, he told somebody once that he would kill himself, but it was against the Catholic religion, so he basically drank himself
to death.
Well,
it perfectly fed him with his design.
Right.
Ninth gate, 6th line, in detriment. No joy till it's over. Really? So this is his focus, 952 format, focus, concentration. And, you know, here he is, this manifesting generator, but he's just so designed. I mean, this man really talk about inspired and was the muse, I think, for people like Allen Ginsberg, Ken Kesey, all these writers.
A whole generation for writers, yeah, for people. You know, he went into the Merchant Marines and then joined the Navy, right? But he only served, I thought this was fascinating looking at his design, 8 days of active duty, went on the sick list, and basically the medical examiner reported that his military adjustment was poor, quoting Kerouac saying, "I just can't stand it. I like to be by myself." 2 days later, he was honorably discharged on psychiatric grounds. He was of indifferent character with a diagnosis of schizoid personality. Yeah, he had four different personalities.
Well, you know, when you look at him.
You know?
As I said, this man had such an enormous
impact.
Right. On setting a direction, a new direction for writing. And, you know, his just how he wrote. I mean, On the Road was written in a scroll. He wrote, he typed. And the criticism of him was that he didn't write, he typed.
Wow.
It was an endless, you know, stream of consciousness.
He didn't want to stop. I mean, he just, you know, talk about being a generator that's focused and concentrated, right? I mean, he wrote On the Road, I think, in 20 days on coffee, and that was the reason he taped all this paper together, was basically so he could just keep typing,
right,
and he didn't have to stop and put in a new piece of paper.
No, look. Look at his personality, son. 22nd gate, 5th line, directness.
Mm-hmm. Disregard of form.
When necessary, mm-hmm. and yes, he disregarded form. But you look and you see the social channel, a social being, the 2212 channel, 22nd gate, 5th line, heretic, which is looking for that 12th gate, except his 12th gate is unconscious and it's in the line of the monk. I mean, he has 8 first lines. He's a 5-1 profile, so a little paranoid to begin with. This initiation, this 5125 channel, this innocent quality that he had. He's six color.
But he also initiated this whole new way, really, of writing.
Yeah.
Of really, you know, thinking about writing. I mean, you know, in this whole spontaneous way, you know. I mean, people say that, oh, he talked about being spontaneous, which of course is his open spleen with all these activations,
right.
But that in fact he actually really reworked things because he had a very hard time getting published. And so these things actually did get polished, I think, after the fact, but that his point was that these pure emotions just coming out, right? It's
right.
Like, you know, the stream of consciousness just coming out of
left
him,
angle
right?
Cross of informing.
Mm-hmm.
He's informing you whether you like it or not. And he's trying to make sense of things.
Mm-hmm.
But look up here, 64th gate, third line, detriment, overextension.
Mm-hmm.
The superficially confident personality that collapses when there's no one to turn to.
Because they're overconfident that the fates will be kind on demand. And obviously, you know, that in some ways, actually, that's true. I mean, you can see this, I think, the 11-1, the attunement, being in the right place at the right time. He really was in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
He really catalyzed a whole generation, and then the ones that even followed that, right, innocently.
Right, right.
Right, I mean, you know.
No, 49th gate, sixth line, attraction.
Mm-hmm.
To embrace and transform others. Now, that doesn't mean he's really taking advantage of it. With that open splenic center, the fear of survival, and he has three activations of that 57th gate, and two of them, first line, are confusion, you know, trying to penetrate to the inner meaning of things. Talk about having a good ear,
mm-hmm.
for, you know, it's just like on the road, the ear for America and what's going on there. I mean, that
mm-hmm.
was his whole thing.
Well, I think, you know, especially with the 1222, just the music of the language, you
mm-hmm.
know, of just hearing him read some of those things. I mean, it's like, it's such poetry.
Right,
I
right.
mean, it's just so
right.
lyrical.
Prose poetry.
Right,
I mean, for those who, you know, it's like the closest I think you could get to identifying James Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
Ulysses had a similar type of pentameter, but not like Kerouac's.
Right, right.
And when you listen, it's not so much when you read Jack Kerouac. If
it's
you listen to someone reading him in the right rhythm,
mm-hmm.
and you really see, wow, this guy, he takes you along on this. It's an emotional thing you're having.
Well, and actually, you know, if you think about it, with this quadruple split, which has, you know, all these different circuits,
yeah.
I mean, he has this abstract mind, but he has this focused and concentrated, you know, logical sacral that's working. Then his identity is all about, you know, this centering, and then, you know, he has knowing at this emotional level. So in some ways, it's like he's so in touch
right.
with everything that's going on the outside, and obviously we know inside the quadruple split is really fragile because they are so fragmented, right?
Right? Oh,
and I mean, and you can see that I think that really was the torture of his life, and I think this focus out of the 37, which he had conscious and unconscious,
yeah.
right? This whole thing about, you know, love, the mother, the father. I mean, he, you know,
right.
supposedly he said he only ever really loved his mother, but also this search for God, you know, really
yeah.
trying to find God.
Right, the principles, and you know, 18-6, that's his north node, so from 40 on, 18-6 Buddhahood,
mm-hmm.
17-6, which is his south node, which is the Bodhisattva, but it's that about authority and about where you know, what authority, and God being this ultimate authority that's going to judge him.
Well, I thought it was interesting seeing him, you know, with William F. Buckley on that show. That was the last time he was on TV, when he was obviously exceedingly drunk, but at the same time, this quality
right.
came through, this directness came through. I mean, the guy was really, you know, a no-bullshit kind of guy. I mean, he really was laying it out right
oh,
there.
Oh, didn't want any
know?
Kind of hypocritical interaction,
you know?
but really within himself with this quadruple process and emotional and this wanting to reach out. And 47th gate, fifth line, the saint, you know, I mean, he has all of these lines, these, you know, this innocent quality, 25th Gate, you know, so it's like this end 18-2 terminal disease, you know, that what is broken can never be repaired.
Well, yeah, and I think that quality's there. But also when you think about this left angle cross of informing, you know, this is the one that's in initiation, right? The whole mental process, and again, you know, as a 5-1, it's like really, you know, making such a, I think really this transformation at the mental level. That he was really at the heart of that. There are all of these people that were around him that were so impacted by the truth that he had really discovered, you
Oh,
know.
his, that's what I mean. He's a real freak. Individual. This is a mutative being that can
Right.
initiate. And when you look at the other designs of people, you see they don't have any they're
Well,
very
yes,
collective.
some of them are very, and that's actually the point of the 22-5, right? It's like, and the whole point of that channel of being able
Right.
to really mutate the collective, which means you got to repeat it, you got to
Right.
sustain it, you got to
Right.
write
Improve
long,
it.
long
Right,
pages.
right.
So, you know, Jack
Yeah.
did it.
No, and here he is, 51st gate, first line, in detriment, weakness in times of challenge. I mean, he had the heart, but not the, you know, just that self-destruct thing. Looking at his chart, and you get the whole picture.
Right,
The
right.
64-3, it's his personality, moon in detriment. You know, it's just the egomaniac with an inferiority complex, and
Well, really, and I think, you know, that inferiority complex, because he has a defined ego, is like really coming from this sense of fragmentation inside. And also, I think this very early trauma of, you know, I mean, if you think about it, being 4 years old and having your brother, who's only
right.
5 years older than you, die in this deeply Catholic family, you know, that just like, and it, the vision that's within him,
Right.
you know, just gets molded
Well,
in a certain way, right?
I think because of this 5-1 profile, this is calling to strangers that, and as a quadruple split, it's not I have a problem. We all have a problem, and I'm seeing this, and I'm, you know, talking and writing about it. So, just a very interesting,
Very interesting person. If you don't know of Jack, we highly recommend you check him out. You know, maybe see that interview with him. Hearing him read his poetry, hearing Johnny Depp read, you know, is just it's a wonderful thing. So,
Right. Well, until next time, Teresa. Say good night, Teresa.
good night, Teresa.